from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining us now, and Fourier has completely confused me. I think I got this right.
Come on, let me see.
I did it on purpose. I know you did, because if I say, you know, why don't you introduce him?
This is Erica.
Okay.
And this is Emily.
Yeah. All right. So
Erica is a music specialist.
Erica Lowenthal is a neurologic music therapist.
Jimmy Fund Clinic.
And then we have Emily Klashinsky, child life specialist at the Jimmy Fund Clinic at Dana-Farber. So your jobs are similar but different?
Yep, you got it.
Kind of walk us through that.
As a team, I think our main goal is to make kids feel as safe and comfortable as possible when they walk through the doors of clinic. And in my role, that's through things like play, like crafts, and then also the not so fun things like preparing them for things like port accesses, doing pill swallowing teachings, and then distraction and teaching coping skills during tough procedures, which Erica and I work together at.
Yeah, and for music therapy, it's anything that uses music. So songwriting, learning an instrument, having a dance party, and then, as Emily said, working together to create plans to help patients get through procedures together.
Yeah, I think your guys' job is so important. I mean, they're all important, but developing coping plans and dealing with each kid separately and what that kid needs. I feel like it's got to be rewarding as well, but also I'm imagining it can be a real sad. Based on everything that's going on. How do you guys handle it, and what goes into determining what you do for each kid?
Absolutely. I think we do everything on a really individualized basis. We always like to say we meet kids where they are, and that's chatting with them, chatting with the family, seeing what they like, what their favorite things are. We always like to say, like, if we have a kid that loves Bluey, how can we make them a coping plan that has their favorite things in it? And just focusing on things that the kids love, I think, really helps.
How do you all stay up on, like, the trends and what kids are into? Like, do the kids just tell you, or do going home and watching Nickelodeon?
We definitely do our homework.
Yeah, a lot of times, especially with music, it's a lot with what they tell me they like, and then staying up to date on the recent music and what's thrown out there nowadays, but definitely what the patients prefer.
So what's popping right now, as a kid would say?
So with the younger ones, it's a lot of Frozen, a lot of Moana still going around. And with the older ones, it's like Olivia Rodrigo.
A lot of Swifties?
We do have a lot of Swifties. Okay. We have a lot of Swift parties and dance parties running around.
There's a lot of adults that would probably want to go to that party. I know Courtney would probably want to be at that
the
party.
The adults that would be loitering around.
Yeah.
Well, and what ages, like, to what age do you all go up? Like, what is the specialty, I guess, in age range for both of you?
Yeah, so in clinic, we see from birth to 21 and over. We have a teen specialist who specifically does teens. So I would say I see anywhere from, like, babies to adolescence.
Wow, okay.
And yeah. For me, it's kind of all the range.
Because music is very different.
Yeah, so for music therapy, it could be a baby, and it can also be our 21-plus patients and what the needs are of our patients.
So, Erica, let's say you work with somebody who is maybe uptight every now and then. And let's say that person, you're trying to talk that person down and get them in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
What music would you... would you think I should play if I had a buddy that had those issues? As a music therapist, I want to calm the beast. I want to calm somebody down.
So I think it really just depends on like what their preferred music is. And
it's him, by the way.
I just
he's
yell.
Acting like he's.
So then, what's your preferred music?
It's really Metallica.
It doesn't work.
Like, yeah. See, exactly. No, but no. You know what it is. I take the Frank Costanza approach, like Serenity Now.
Yeah.
Except to just go out in the middle of the ball field, and, like stand there and just let it out, and then there you go.
Do you have any
and
of those parties?
Listen to the music on the way home. Yeah, yeah.
Just scream like hey, you do loud.
But just let
scream.
It out.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
A good idea
yeah.
too, by the way, Gresh.
So we do have a music room in the Blum Pediatric Resource Room, and sometimes kids are screaming in there and just letting out all their feels. So it just depends on.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
And then
have you ever stumbled on like a child prodigy?
Oh, good
like,
question.
Like in terms of the music end, like did someone just sit down and they're like playing Mozart? You're yeah. like, oh my God.
Or they're
God.
Singing.
Yeah.
Know?
Or something crazy like that.
We have so many patients that come in that are so talented, and I try to cater everything towards what they are, whether that is playing piano or guitar, and just kind of letting them take the lead. And that's that improvisational music that we do
okay.
in clinic.
Well, this is great.
Wow, this is...
You guys do a great job.
This is definitely something. Erica Lowenthal, Emily Klaschinski, I think I got that
yeah.
right, who deal with the children, one with music and one yeah. a certified child life specialist
yeah.
at the Jimmy Fund Clinic at Dana-Farber. Thank you both for coming
yeah.
by. We did learn a lot today, which is good, and the whole music therapy thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully it helps backs who've been thrown out.
Yeah. And I feel like, what was the name of the room that you do the music in?
The music room in the Blum resource.
The
music
Blum?
Room.
Oh, I thought it was the Plum music
no,
room.
No, no,
oh,
no.
The music room where you do the music? Oh, it's the music room. No, okay.
There you go. There we go. Thanks, Kristen. We
learned
all that. There you go. Off of that, just text Hey Cancer to 20222 and donate $25 off a foyer, not realizing it was the music room.
Oh, I thought there was a name. It should be we should find a name. We should get somebody to donate some money.
That's what I was just going to say.
We should find somebody to name
right.
that. How much would that cost?
Right.
How much? No? 50 grand. If we get 50 grand, can we get somebody's name on the room?
I ain't saying a word. He's going to hang himself on this one. He's going to all
just
of
saying.
A sudden. Yeah. Next thing we know, it's like the Steven Tyler music room or something like
be
that
awesome.
Because he was like, he just blurted this out anyway. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
We appreciate
you. Having
Thank
us.
You.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.